Simon & Schuster Audio presents All By Myself, Alone, a novel written by Mary Higgins Clark, read by Jan Maxwell.
In memory of my mother and father, Luke and Nora Higgins, and my brothers, Joseph and John. With love. Day 1. 1. The magnificent cruise liner, Queen Charlotte, was about to leave on her maiden voyage from her berth on the Hudson River. Promised to be the epitome of luxury, she was compared to both the first Queen Mary and even the Titanic, which had been the height of luxury 100 years earlier. One by one, the passengers filed aboard, checked in, and were invited to the grand lounge, where they were met by white-gloved waiters offering champagne. When the last guest had come aboard, Captain Fairfax gave a speech of welcome. "We promise you the most elegant voyage you have ever or will ever encounter," he said, his British accent adding even more luster to his words. "You will find your suites furnished in the grand tradition of those of the most magnificent ocean liners of yesteryear. Queen Charlotte was constructed to accommodate precisely 100 guests. Our 85 crew members are committed to serving you in every possible way. The entertainment will be worthy of Broadway, Carnegie Hall, and the Metropolitan Opera."